Okay, I do have some explaining to do. Bear with. So, over the last month, we've been looking at God's kingdom, what that looks like in our lives. And we've looked at the areas of business, finances, and God's kingdom in our community. Now, this morning, I'm going to be speaking about creativity. Well, I'm not going to do too much speaking, actually, because what this morning is about is being creative, which means that we're going to get creative together. How do you like that? I can see your face is just, some of you crafty people are going, oh yeah, yeah. You're amping and others are going, oh really? Really? Anyway, look, it's a little bit, I don't know if you've heard of a movement called Messy Church, but there is a movement called Messy Church and it's arrived in Waikiki this morning. So welcome to Messy Church. So the idea is that we all get involved. Now I know there's going to be some logistical challenges with this. I've done my best to give you a bit of room and give you a bit of resource to let your creative energies flow. So I really want to see everyone from the young to the not so young involved around this morning's activity. You know, there's always a risk, isn't there, with creative process. You know, you get an idea, and at the time, it's in your head, it seems really, really good, doesn't it? But then, you know, you bring it out into the cold light of day, and you go, oh no, there's a risk here, is it going to work? So that's how I feel a bit this morning, guys. I feel that we're taking a little bit of a risk, aren't we? I mean, we've already done something different in the way that we're sitting and the way things are set up, but you know, this morning, I just want you to relax and enjoy yourselves. You know, we've had a pretty blah winter so far. Today's dawned really beautifully. But, you know, we can use creative energy to create colour and shape and whatever you like this morning. It reminds me a little bit of a time in Thailand a few years ago when I was over there with a short-term mission trip. And I was asked to run an art class, and I hadn't quite realised that the numbers were building, and there were other folk who were in another village who'd gotten interested, and lo and behold, in the end, it turned out there were going to be 70-plus children taking part in this art class. Now, I'd already formulated what I was going to do, because I had to take materials and ideas with me, so I had to then sort of fit that round, 70 kids with English as a second language and an interpreter. And I'd already decided I was going to show them a few, you know, techniques of printmaking and stenciling, which, you know, it's fairly advanced stuff. And I could see that Sandy Potter, the missionary, was looking at me thinking, does he know what he's doing? And I didn't want to tell her I didn't. But anyway, so we got underway, and you know what? It was a risk, but it was amazing what those kids produced that night. It was absolute chaos. It really was. I figure that this morning I've got half a chance because for most of you, English is your first language, isn't it? So I'm going to try and convey to you clearly what we're going to do this morning. It's quite straightforward. What's the greatest challenge will be numbers, really. So if you can form groups of, say, I guess around about 15 people around a white box, what I want you to do is create an alphabetical letter. So on the underside of those boxes is a letter like E or P or whatever. I don't think P's in there. And I want you to, with the resources, the paper, the scissors, I've just realised, little faux pas, I haven't put the glue out yet, but we'll put some glue out. I want you to create that letter on the front of your box in the most beautiful way you can. There is one table with some extra resources in the middle there. That's just so you've got maybe a few of those little goodies that can really make your letter pop. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to, and try and work with people that you may not know so well, so, you know, or try and get a bit of variety in your group, not just the usual people you hang out with. I'm going to give you about 20 minutes to come up with something, and then we're going to move into communion using that as a vehicle. So are there any Tom, I knew you'd have a question. Yes. Well, the face of the box will be the hero. So that's the side that, yeah, concentrate on. You've only got 20 minutes, so, you know, I don't know what you've got in mind, Tom, but knowing you, probably. Absolutely, I know, yeah. So it's a good point. So just on the face, and, you know, but you can decorate the box, you know, around that. You could, you know, you could picture frame it, or you could, whatever, you could do all sorts of things. I mean, you know, I'm just so excited for you. So listen, be kind to one another, and in about 15, 20 minutes, I'll do a bit of a rain check on how you're going, and but I do need to put some glue out, otherwise your paper will not stick. So if you can just bear with, organise yourselves into groups of 10, 15. Okay. Yeah. Oh, the... Okay, should we all just find a seat again? Possibly not where you started this morning, but it doesn't matter, does it? Okay. Well, who's impressed by themselves? Amazing. Well done. I'm blown away, especially in the time you're given. The variety, the creativity, just the general glueiness of it is amazing. Now, I thought, just as we prepare to share communion, that I would like the Impact Kids up here, please. Where are the Impact Kids? Brilliant. I've got a couple here. Any more takers? Because what I'd like you kids to do is, while I'm speaking, I'd like you to try and work something out about the words that are in this group. At the moment, if it was a transcript of speaking in tongues, it would probably look like that, wouldn't it? A kind of gobbledygook. But there, do you know what? There is actually a message in there somewhere. I'll give you a clue. There are three words in this phrase, okay? So I was going to have you all up here moving them around, but I think that's just going to be all too much. So I thought if I give you some paper, what you've got to be able to do, though, is do this quite quietly. Can you do that? Can you be? Yeah, I'm sure you can. So I'll give you some paper, and then remember there were some pencils on the tables? Yeah. A couple of you might want to find some pencils and start writing letters down and seeing if you can work out what the message is. It's three words, okay, and they make up a phrase that we're going to be speaking about this morning, okay? Great. Ooh, that's high. Yeah, it was. It's good for my eyesight, though. I'm at that stage of life. Okay, church, what on earth is this all about? There is a point to this. We have a message, don't we? And we want to get that message out. We want to make that message clear to the world that we live in. And throughout history, the church has either succeeded at that or has not done so well for various reasons. There have been all sorts of periods in history, haven't there, where the church has tried to, in the context of the culture it found itself in, relate to those that were outside the church, outside the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to just get that message clear to the world around them. And we're no different. We live in an amazing time. I was sick recently, and I just spent too much time watching television, mostly nature programs, and I was just blown away by the creativity of God. I mean, if anyone wants to know anything about razor clams, come and see me after church. I know all about razor clams. But it's mind-boggling to think that God says that He's going to put His Spirit in us, the Spirit of Christ, with all of that creativity available to us through Christ. And it's our struggle, isn't it, to get that message out to the world around us in a way that they can understand it in the context of the culture in which we find ourselves. Because we live today where there is just so much going on. There's so much out there that's coming at people. And we believe that we have the truth, and the truth is the knowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He makes a difference in our lives and can make a difference in other people's lives. We sing a song, don't we? We didn't sing it this morning, but I was just amazed too at the choice of songs this morning. I hadn't talked to Mayette about that, but I just loved the way that it talked about this river that's flowing up within us, and a picture of things springing up within us, creativity, ideas, ways of conveying the message of God. But we sing a song that says, "He is the hope of all the world for all the world to see." And what the world sees is seen through us, His church, in the world today. And it's important that we get the message out there clearly and convey it well in the way. It's not so much what we do. There's so much that, you know, really, if you're going to compete against the world, it's challenging, isn't it? I mean, the world is very good at doing stuff, but it's the way we do it. That's the difference, I think, with us churches, that we can do what we do, but it's the way that we do it that makes a difference. When people experience that, they go, hey, this is something different, this is something good, I want to know more. At Life Group on Wednesday night, we were talking about the parables of the kingdom of God, and we're looking at a few of them from Matthew, and in it, he talks about the fact that God has let down a net, if you like. A lot of the analogies that were used, there's Jesus getting the message out in the context of his time, using a lot of agrarian language and images for the people of the time to understand. Because it's hard, isn't it, to convey the spiritual in a world that seems so natural. But he was saying that, you know, the kingdom of God is like a net that's let down to catch all manner of fish. But the thing is, isn't it, that the net still is down. It hasn't been drawn up. The fish aren't being counted. When he talks about the sower sowing the seed, you know, The weeds are left to grow, coexist along with the wheat, aren't they? They aren't rooted out right now. They still all coexist together. In the, how are you getting on, kids? Could I help you? Could I give you the first word? That will kind of be, it's a biggie. You found beach. You've got the first letter right. Actually, you've got the first and second letters right. The first word is because. Now, can I ask you and Harry maybe to, Ollie, to come and arrange the letters so that they say because? Could you do that for me? Okay, so the first word is so starting with, you know, capital B and, yep. You may have to take some down to do it and so forth and so on. So because. So there are two more shorter words, you guys. So once I've done that, you'll have a bit more chance, won't you? Because there won't be so many letters to have to think about. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, you know, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone answers and lets me in, I will come in and I will dine with them. The trouble is, I think that at that amazing time of salvation, there can be a tendency for us to put a sign up on the door saying private function. You know, Jesus went to a lot of trouble to get inside, and now he wants to come out of us. He wants to be let out. We don't want to lock him in. There's some serious spelling challenges going on here. But no, I think we're... Oh, no, alteration. No, we don't like that E. We want to... Yeah, that's good. Okay, I'm happy with that. Okay, well done. Okay, so keep working on those last letters, kids, you know. You've got a few, not too many to contend with. All right, because something, something. Okay, you work on it, I'll keep going. You're doing well. So if we believe that Jesus died for us, that he paid the price for our sins, and that we're made whole through him, then he lives inside of us, doesn't he? But he wants to get out. He wants to make himself known to the world that we live in through us. You know, it's as if we're kind of walking billboards, aren't we? You know, I know that there's a lot of talk at the moment about how people identify. But we identify as Christians, don't we? And when we identify as Christians, then chances are people are going to be looking at us and going, okay, what's the deal here? What's the difference? And we go, as Kate said last week, out into our community, into our homes, places of work and sporting arenas and you name it. There are so many realms of influence, places that you uniquely go where you can be Christ in that place. But we've got to let him out. We've got to allow Jesus out of us. How are we doing? Getting some adult help here, I can see that. Is that okay? Is that cheating? Is that like mom and dad doing your homework for you? Oh, that's interesting. Is there he? Ah. Let's have he. Let's put he up there. Lived. Yes, we've cracked it. Woohoo! Okay. All right. Because he lives. Yes. That's why we have communion this morning, because he lives, you know? And you know, the colour and the creativity here speaks of the fact that he lives. He lives inside of us. And that's a message we've got to get out to the world. You know, it's Jesus died on the cross, but he was raised from the dead, wasn't he? And that's why we have cause to celebrate. And it's not, you know, this futurized kingdom heaven stuff. It's kingdom heaven stuff today. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that's great. Can everyone read that? Because he lives. Okay. So, kids will say the darndest things, won't they? Yeah. They say never to work with children and animals. But I love working with kids because they are so creative and they just have... a lot less fear and concern about how things look, don't they? So often those things hold us back. expressing Christ to the world around us. You know, I know that I find it difficult to handle rejection. I'm not so good on when I share something or venture out and it's not met with the response I hope for. But it's not going to stop me, you know, because I know that I have a message about that, the fact that he lives. It's because he lives in me. I cannot contain, you know, we cannot contain Christ in us. He wants to get out. So let's stop living in fear of what people think and share him in creative and new ways. I just, this morning seeing the church together doing what you've done is a picture to me of how we can be. And we are already, so many amazing things are taking place within this church through you. And I just love to see more of that sort of life, more of those ideas, creative thoughts. We're just about to move into a building, praise God. And it will be an opportunity. Look, maybe even after this morning, some of you might be thinking, hey, I wouldn't mind doing a midweek messy church for parents to bring their kids along. Or you may be going, wow, now I've seen that, there's no way. No. But seriously, we are going to have a place where we can have resources in one place and just create a place where our community feels welcome to come. And not only that, of course, we don't just want people to come in. We you know, some when Jesus in the book of Revelation, he's standing at the door knocking. I know that's a personal invitation to salvation, but sometimes I wonder whether sometimes he's standing at the door of the churches. You know, he's just addressed the churches in Asia Minor and pointed a few things out to them. And, you know, is he knocking to get into some churches? Is he knocking to get out of some churches? So, in a good way. But this is the hope we have that we want to share with the world around us. So, if I could just have a few people to come up. What we're going to do this to hand out communion. So, if I could have the ushers come up and do that. What I'd like you to do, though, this morning, guys, is just stand along the front. Because the rows are so tight, I don't think we can really circulate and hand them out so easily. So as the ushers stand up the front, I'd like you to come and take the symbols of Christ's blood and body and then retain those and go back to your seat, and then we're going to pray and take communion together this morning. Thank you, guys. If you can stay here, that's good. Okay, so just come forward as you can. Thanks. Okay, can we please all stand together? I'd like to propose a toast to our King this morning. So let's, after me, if you could say, because he lives, we also live. Take, eat and drink.